Okay, so today we're starting Siman Kuf Bei Tes, the final leg of this Limud. The Gemara Daf Tes Vav and Aleph, which we encountered last time in the context of Ne'emanus, is relevant as far as the definition of Ona Veinonis. So we've already seen, and we'll see here, Ona Veinonis serves as a default Ona for women without a Ves Kavua. So the Mishnah that we saw told us that Kol Anashim Becheskes Tara Lebaleihen. Abba Min Aderech Nishen Lehem Becheskes Tara. Ask the Gemara, Lama Leila Misne Abba Min Aderech. Sagaday the Chamina Hanimi Lehecha De Isi Bemasa De Rami Anafshe Ubatka. Lehecha De Lesa Bemasa De Lo Rami Anafshe Lo. Kamash Milan. That there's no difference between whether the husband is Abba Min Aderech or not, the woman still has Becheskes Tara. Amar Ishlakish, Mishir Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Behusha Ba Masa Besochi Meina. So that's only if the husband returns from his trip and finds that she's still Besoch Yemeona. What does it mean, Besoch Yemeona? It says Rashi, Lamid Yom L'Ri'ah. She's still within 30 days of the previous Ri'ah. Aval Lo Acher Lamid Ba'i Bedika. However, if he returns more than 30 days since the last Ri'ah, she requires a Bedika. Shelo huskara bedika. I'm sorry. Howel b'stam nashim chazyan l'sof ona. Because stam nashim si dam at the end of the ona, and therefore you have to be choshesh and require bedika if he returns after 30 days since the last re'iyah. And this mevur in the Hamshach Gemara that this is relevant specifically for a woman that does not have a ves kavua, that has to be choshesh after you've eclipsed what the Gemara terms toch yimei onasa. And the Gemara on Tesamid Beis as well has the phrase that ona beinonis is shloshim yom. Gemara presents it to Machlokas, and the resolution of the Gemara is that no, everyone agrees. As far as our context, that Ona Veinonis is Shloshim Yom. The Gemara's other count is a different way of counting, but everyone agrees to the principle that Ona Veinonis is Shloshim Yom. And the Ramban on Tesvav Midal with Nibim Askel Bahu points out there's a Yushami as well. Yushami Per Dalid Alacha Dalid Kama Ona Nosnin La Vesh Lakish Amri Nosnin La Ona Veinonis Shloshim Yom. So the Yushami also quotes Vesh Mesh Lakish that an Ona Beinonis is Shloshim Yom. Okay, so Rashi tells us that Ona Beinonis, the chashash that a person has to have is La'achar Lamed Yom. And Rashi also says that the relevance of Ona Beinonis is the Inyan Bedika. There's no mention in this context of requirement of Prisha in the context of Ona Beinonis, only requirement of a Bedika. And that's what the Alter Rebbe points out in the beginning of his Kuntis Achron on the Siman, that Rashi only raises Bedika in the context of Ona Veinonis and no requirement of Prisha. Rabbi Kar points out that this is even more mefurish in the Tosfos Chachmei Anglia. The quote Rashi is follows. Peish Rashi, Aval Masa La'achar Yemei Onasa Tzricha Bedika. That if the husband returns from a trip after Yemei Onasa, she requires a bedika. The chumra gedolihi zu, and that's a chumra gedola. Sherei le'er lo hitzrich ha-talmud rak tevia. Because as we saw last time, that the husband has to ask her that she's still becheskes tara, but mehecha tesi that she needs to do a bedika. You have to be makar like Rashi to require bedika if he is gone for more than 30 days. So again, the presentation here is that the relevance of Ona Beinonis for Rashi is lenya bedika, and Ona Beinonis is relevant, the requirement of bedika is la'achar shloshim yom, after 30 days have elapsed. Okay, that's Rashi. As the Alter Rebbe points out on the piece in Kutter Sachron, in the Rif and the Rambam and the Raivin, Bali Nefesh, there's no mention of Ona Beinonis at all. not only not for prisha, but not for bedika as well. No mention of a chiyuv of bedika for a woman who passes her own abandonness or experiences her own abandonness, even if she does not have another vest kavua. The Ramban writes in that piece on Tesvav Mun Aleph, Aval Timhani Orveno Gadolzal, the Rif, Shekasav Zu Shashaninu Chamar Nepal in the Shea and Lahem Bekeskas Tara, Velochi like Bein Agiu Yemei Onab, the Ace Havest, Lishaloi Giu. So the Rif just quotes the din that her summons Bam in Aderech, his wife is Bekeskas Tara, but doesn't have the Gemara's distinction between Toch Yemei Onasa and La'achar Yemei Onasa. How does the Rif seem to ignore the qualification of the Gemara that you only have the right to assume that your wife is b'chas kastara if you return toch yimei onasa? The Rambam Tamida Kasov, Peridalud Alchates, Halach Bailim Dina Cheres, Vinicha Tahora, Kishayavo, Enos Aruch Lishal, Vafilo Matsa Yeshena Hareza Mutulabu, La Hashaloba Onas Vesta, the Enochoshe Shema Nidahi. Afu lo hifresh buklo. The Rambam writes that if a husband comes back from a trip, she was tahor when he left, you don't have to ask her any questions, even if she's sleeping. If he returns, shelo ba'onas vesta. Rama does have that he returns Shalom on his festa, but no further explanation as to what the significance of that is. So the Ramban writes, "V'nir shehem mifarshim toch yimei onasa hainu onas festa laafuke yom ona atzmo dila." Shilotal Eldaka Shabibamin Aderech Lochashishu Afla Onas Havest. Oh, Shayilu Lahakel Lomar Shema Akraso. Hamash Milan, Deboy Mechshav, Delo Beonas Vest, Kaimaha Idna. So the Ramban understands that the Rif and the Rambam understood. But the Gemara says, V'hushaba matza b'soch yimei onasa. I'm missing something in the Ramban. You might have thought that by a bam and a derech, we treat bam and a derech along the lines of yotzei l'derech, and therefore we would be makel just by yotzei l'derech, even be'onas havest asma, not to require precious amach l'vest. So he writes, Venerish is Hems al Mefarshim, Tochime Onasa, Haino Onas Vesta, La Fuke Yom Ona Atmo Delo. Shalot Aladacha Shabamanadero, Lachashu Afla Onas Vest. So the Onas Vest Hamitsumsam, that we're Machmir on to require the Din of Prisha like any other Onas Vest or the vest itself. But the broader onus avest, that we're makel on. And then the Gemara is not telling you any chiddush about ona beinonis or any new ona for vest she'ena kavua. It's just telling you the regular din that you might have thought were more makel on the regular din of Izartam on Prishna Samach Levest when it comes to a bum in a derech, just like Yosef in a derech, Kamash Melan, we're not. Is that what you're saying? No, so then he'd be talking about a vest. Well, we'd be talking about a vest kavua or any situation in which there is a din of Prisha Samach Levest. Whatever situation you would invoke Prisha Samach Levest, any vest that falls into that category, you might have thought that we're makel on Prisha Samach Levest for a bam in a derech, just like Yosef in a derech. But that there's no new din of ona beinonis is a default ona. I think that's what he's saying here, Bedas Haram ben Baris. So you look at it afterwards, correct me if I'm wrong. But either way, what the Ramban is pointing to here as well is that the Rif and the Rambam don't have the din of ona beinonis the way Rashi does, as a independent ona that you have to be choshesh for, at least if you don't have a vest kavua. So again, Rashi has this din of ona beinonis. Rashi has it only in the context of bedikah, not in the context of prisha. Rambam, Rif, Ravid have no such din, and the Ramban gives his explanation as to how they might have understood the Gemara. And the Rashba is the one Rishon that requires not only bedikah, the ona beinonis, but even prisha samach le ona beinonis, and that's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch, like the Rashba, here in the beginning of Simen Kuf Peites. Kol isha she'ein leves kavua chosheshes liyom lamid l'riyasa she ona beinonis l'sam nashim. In yesh leves kavu l'sman yadua mikaf l'kaf mikaf l'kafei chosheshes l'sman yadua. If you have a ves kavua, so then you're choshesh for the vest kavua. If you don't have a vest kavua, then you're choshesh for ona beinonis. And then in Sif Dalid, the Mechaber writes that Ona Beinonis is the same din as a ves kavua, in that when it comes to both of them, there is a requirement of bedika, and she's a sirla baila until that bedika is performed. So the mechaber paskins on a benenis, and on a benenis is relevant not only the inyan prisha, but the inyan bedika as well. Okay, so machlokas rishonim, how do we calculate ona benenis? So the Rashba and Daftas Vavim and Aleph, the Rashba assumed that ona benenis is the 30th day since the initial re'iyah. So if the re'iyah happens on the first day of the month, then the ona benenis is, if the 30 days in that month, the 30th day of the month. It's the 30th day where day one is the day of the Re'iyah. Day 30 is the day of Ona Benenis. So it's the 30th day since the Re'iyah, or 29 days. Day 30 since the Re'iyah, the day of the Re'iyah is day one. Or if you don't want to count day one, then it's 29 days since the day of the Re'iyah. That's what the Rashba assumes, Tesvaf and Aleph, in the Taras Abaye Sa'arach. That's what the Ramban assumes, Perakei Halacha Hei. Kamehi Ona, Shloshim Yom, Mitchilas Re'iya, Litchilas Re'iya Cheres. Sherov Noshim, Kahein Roos, Mishloshim, Lishloshim. And that's what the Beis Yosef assumes. And that's probably the simplest reading of the Mechaber Choshesh Liyom Lamed Liriyasa. And that's what the Taz assumes in Sifkat and Yudalid. Yom Shloshim Liriyasa Vihi Ona Beinanis L'misha Ein La Vest Kavua. Okay, so the Rashba, the Ramban, Beis Yosef, maybe simplest reading of the Mechaber, Taz assume that Ona Benenis is the 30th day since the Re'iyah. For Re'iyah is day one, then Ona Benenis is day 30. Now the Rashi that we started with is mashma that it's day 31. Because Rashi wrote that if he comes back with Soch Yemei Onasa Lamed Yom L'Re'iyah, then she's Muteris. Avala Achor Lamed by Bidika. After 30 days, you require Bidika. So it sounds like the Ona Benenis, it's after 30 days, namely day 31. And Chavis Das assumes that that's correct, Lalach, the Chavis Das and Sifkat and Yud Beis, that Ona Beinonis is always going to be day 31 since the Re'iyah. And the Shach in Sifkat and Lamed assumes and demonstrates that Ona Benenis is synonymous with the Vesta Chodesh. So in a Chodesh Mole, if a Chodesh Mole elapses between the Re'iyah and the Ona that we're cheshbening, so then Ona Benenis is going to be on day 31. Because let's say we're talking about Nisan, which is 30 days. So the Re'iyah is on Aleph Nisan. The Vesta Chodesh is going to be Aleph Iyar, which is 31 days since the Re'iyah. So the Shach says that's when the Ona Benenis is as well, which in that case is 31 days since the Re'iyah, which is Aleph Iyar. But if it's a Chodesh Chaser, if it's Iyar, so the Re'iyah is on Aleph Iyar, so then the Vesta Chodesh is going to be on Aleph Sivan, which is day 30 since the Re'iyah, not day 31, because Iyar is chaser. So in that case, the Shach says the Ona Benenis is going to be on Aleph Sivan. So Ona Benenis is always synonymous with Vesta Chodesh. Vesta Chodesh, if you have a Vest Kavua, so then if you have a Vesta Chodesh Kavua, then that's your Vest of note. And if you don't, so then the Ona Beinonis is essentially the stand-in for the Vast HaChodesh Kavua. And the Shach thinks that that explains why the Rambam, the Rif, the Raif, and many Rishonim have no mention of Ona Beinonis, because that's kind of superfluous. Ona Beinonis has no independent identity. It's simply another perspective on Vest HaChodesh. It's included in the din of Vest HaChodesh. The Shach quotes the Chacham Tzvi, sorry, the Chavis Stas in Yud Beis quotes the Chacham Tzvi, who found the Shach difficult to understand. So one of his kashas on the Shach was, the Divrei Shach in Tosin Achel Beis Rashi. You can't hold the rope on both sides. Lomar, Distam Nashim Chazi Leona Beinonis, Distam Nashim Chazi Leoma Chodesh. Elevadid Inkan Rak Ves Echad, the Ona Beinonis Yom HaKodesh. They have Shaklal, the Gabi Ves HaKodesh, Pasak, Disha Eno Kavua Avra, Velo Badka Mutares, Velo Bedika. Uba Ona Beinonis, Tricha Bedika. So Ona Beinonis isn't it just the Ves HaKodesh, because the Elachas are different. Comes the Ves HaKodesh, if it's the Ves She'eino Kavua, then Bedika is Likuva. And Ona Beinonis, Bedika is Likuva. So that may still be true. The Shach isn't saying that there are no differences between a Vest HaChodesh and a Vest Kavua and a Ona Beinonis. Because Ona Beinonis is a different manifestation of Vest HaChodesh. In certain contexts, it may be more chomer. But it doesn't have a totally new identity. And it may be, maybe even according to the Shach, more expansive for other reasons. As Rabbi Forrest points out in this context, we'll see. I think we've mentioned this in the past. That many poskim, many achronim are choshesh for the position of the placey, that even if you're not machmir for the or zeru in general, for the or zeru vest, when it comes to an onabeinonis, you do have to be machmir for the or zeru vest and treat an onabeinonis as the entire 24-hour period. So that could be true for the shach as well, that even if, as far as the calendrical day of the onabeinonis, it's the same as the vest achodesh, but it's more expansive than the vest achodesh. The Vest HaChodesh only concerns us for the Ona itself, and the Ona Beinonis concerns us for the entire 24-hour period. So if you assume, like the Crazy and our Choshesh, the Achronim that assume like the Crazy generally presented as a Chumra, not necessarily Mikra Adin, but if you're a Choshesh for that, so then already that's another instance or manifestation of the Ona Beinonis being more expansive than the Vest HaChodesh, even if it falls on the same on the same day. So again, according to the Rashba, according to the Taz, an Ona Beinonis is always going to be on day 30, Liriyasa. According to Rashi, Chavasas, it's always on day 31, Liriyasa. Shulchan Aruch sounds like the first position. And the Shach thinks that Ona Beinonis is always one and the same, calendarically, as the Vest HaChodesh. And as we noted, according to most Rishonim that do the din of Ona Beinonis, they only present it in the context of Bedika, not Prisha. The Rashba is the one who presents Ona Beinonis as relevant for Prisha, and that's what appears in Shulchan Aruch. But the Alter Rebbe writes in his Kuntos Achron that given that, according to many Rishonim, There's no requirement of bedika, or at least bedikas aren't ma'ake for an onabe miss. Then he says, ein limchos biyad hamakilit, even though in Shulchan Aruch we're machmir like the Rashba. But given that that is a minority opinion in Rishonim, he says, ein limchos biyad hamakilit. So most poskim assume that when it comes to onan beinonis, you should be choshesh for both positions, both for day 30 and day 31. Me'ikaradin, day 30 sounds like the more likely candidate for onan beinonis, but most poskim assume that all things being equal, unless there are extenuating circumstances, you should be machmir for both day 30 and day 31. As an onan beinonis. But Rabbi Willig has the following cheshbon, which potentially could create a kula in some situations, that even though we have to be machmir, it says in Shulchan Aruch, like the Rashba, to require prisha, the onas havest. But as far as Bidika is concerned, you don't have to do Bidika on both Onos. You can just do Bidika on day 31, which is Rashi Chita. Rashi is a region of record that requires Bidika without Prisha. So in theory, if you're not going to be machmir like the Orzeruah, and you'll assume that you only have to be choshesh for the ona of the last re'iyah for an ona bein, this meaning a woman on Aleph Nisan sees dam in the daytime. So she has to be choshesh le'inyan prisha for the Ona Beinonis, both on Lam and Nisan, which is day 30, and Aleph Iyar, which is day 31. But as far as Prisha is concerned, she has to be Parish the daytime of Lam and Nisan, and the daytime of Aleph Iyar. What about Bidika? So in theory, may not be a good idea if you're expecting, if you're not in birth control, as we discussed last time, and two times ago, and you're anticipating that you're going to see Dom soon anyway, so it might not be a good idea to play around, but in theory, if that's not a consideration, so the woman could be Parish on day 30, half Tashmish the following night, which is the night of day 31, because the Chiyuv Bedika is only... You don't have to be choshesh for the Chiyuv Bedika on day 31. So that's Rabbi Willis Cheshbon. I believe this is written up in the piece that's reprinted on Mordechai. So it doesn't make a difference. So if you're... I'm sorry, I just misspoke. If you're not going to have Tashmish the night of day 31, so then as long as you're poresh on both day 30 and day 31, then there's no need for an additional bedika on day 30. And if you're going to have tashmish on the night of 31, so then you would need to do bedika. If you're not going to have tashmish on the night of 31, so then you don't have to do a bedika until day 31, which is the Ona of Rashi, or at whatever point before you have Tashmish subsequent to that. And most poskim would say for Choshesh for 30 and 31, you should do Bedika both on 30 and on 31. And Rabbi Willig says, as long as you're not going to have Tashmish on the night of 31, so Prisha is now again day 30 and day 31. Bedika, you only have to be Choshesh for day 31, not on day 30.
This is kind of an interesting based on the fact that Rashi is in the part of egos, but
It is based on that. It's that the only, the Rashba is the one who requires Prisha. So you have to be Choshesh. I'm sorry?
The Rashba didn't require Prisha at all.
I'm having trouble accessing the article here. I have to check again what the cheshbon was. Right, the Rashi does require bedikah, so why would you not be choshesh for day 30 of the inyan bedikah as well? They were saying that Ikra did. Then the question was like this. that as far as Prisha is concerned, so the Rashi is the Mari the Hashmaisa of Prisha, so you have to be Noi Prisha on day 30. As far as Bedikah is concerned, given the approach that we discussed last time, two times ago, that the Chiyuv Bedikah is only to be Matir Tashmish, to be Matir Labaila, but there's no Be'ez of Chiyuv Bedikah, so as long as she's not going to be Neskakas Labaila on day 30, into day 31, so there's no need to do Bedikah until day 31, or the point at which she wants to be Neskakas Labaila. I think that was the question. Okay. Turn back to Kuf Pei Vav Seif Gimel. The Mechaber there paskins the din of the Trumas Hadesh and Trumas Hadesh Meshmem Zayin of a Beth Shlili, a negative Beth. The Mechaber writes, Isha She'ena Roa B'pachas Miyadalit Yamim Afret Filasa. So if a woman never sees Dam within 14 days of her last Re'iyah, so within those first 14 days, she's considered to be a woman that has a Ves Kavua not to see, that she'll never see within 14 days. So there's no need to be Choshesh for the possibility that she might see within those first 14 days. So this particular tzir is of limited relevance because most women do not just what Evan will not see within 14 days, but the gain of being considered to have a Vesku and not to see within 40 days is not that relevant, but this is potentially relevant in the following situation. Because what about a woman that has a Vesku Shlili on the other side of the spectrum? A woman never sees Dam within 32 days of her last three. So she might see on day 32, she might see on day 34, she might see on day 35, but she'll never see on day 31 or day 30 or day 29. So in that situation, does a woman have to be choshesh for her own amenities? Do we say that there's a ves shlili in the other direction, that for all intents and purposes, she has a ves kavua to see after day 31? The woman has a ves kavua, you're not choshesh for own amenities. So usually that means a woman has a ves kavua to see on day 28, so then she's not choshesh for own amenities. What if she has a ves kavua never to see within 31 days of the Ria? So is that a ves kavua that would prevent or obviate the need to be choshesh for an ona benis? Right? If she always on day 32, so then there's no ona benis. But sometimes 32, sometimes 33, sometimes 34, never 31 and 30. So there is there a need for an ona benis? So the Chavis Das here in Simon Kuf Pei Vav Sif Katan Gimel assumes as a Davar Pasha, that's true according to the Truman Sadashan. And Mikoach that, he says, how could that be? How could it be that a woman in that scenario that never sees less than 32 doesn't have to be Choshesh Shon on a Beis? He says it can't be. And because it can't be, he doesn't understand how the Mechaber passes to the Truman Sadashan. Meaning he assumes a Davar Pasha, according to the Truman Sadashan, it follows that in this scenario, a woman does not have to be Choshesh Shon on a Beis. But because he finds that logically untenable, he disputes or finds problematic the fact that the Mechaber paskins this din of the Trumas Hadesha. However, in the other direction, Rabbi Karp points out the lashon of the Rashba and Torah Sabayis, that the Beis Yosef quotes the end of Kuf Pei Dalet. That when does a woman not when does a woman have to be choshesh for an ona benis? So the Rashba writes, "V'medvar memurim beves she'eno kavua, If a woman has a vest she'ena kavua, and that vest she'ena kavua is within the window that is less than an ona beinonis. If a woman has a vest she'ena kavua within the window that's less than an ona beinonis, that's where she has to be choshish for an ona beinonis. Mashma, that if the window is past an ona beinonis, even if it's a vest she'ena kavua, but a vest she'ena kavua where she'll never see within the period of an ona beinonis, then you don't have to be choshish for an ona beinonis. Now, the way the Beis Yosef quotes the Rashba there, you do have the possibility that even if she has a vest and a kavua beyond the ona beinonis, you still would require your bedikas of the ona beinonis. The lashon of the Beis Yosef is, because of Od, according to Rashba, yesh lavest shelo kavaso adayin shalosh pa'amim. Who pachas me ona beinonis? So it's a vest she'ena kavua within the ona beinonis time, less than 30 days. The time alone, she'afa pisha kasav she'im yesh lavest v'giyash asvesta Asura Achitiv Dok, even though he writes that if she has a vest and a Giyashas vest, she requires a Bedika, Haina Daf could be Yeshla vest Kavua. Alam Yeshla vest Shaina Kavua, Behul Fakos Mishoshim Yom. But if it's a vest Shaina Kavua within 30 days, Aina Sukha Bedika Beyom a vest does that. Niyu Beyom Shloshim Asura Achitiv Dok. But at day 30, she requires a Bedika. The call shelo nikbala vest acher have yom shloshim kevest kavua. As long as there's no other vest kavua, day 30 becomes the vest kavua. So is the Beis Yosef, if you're talking where she has the vest kind of shein kavua once after 30 days? And that's where you require bedikas on the ona beinonis, or even if she has a vest she'ena kavua multiple times after 30 days and is mafsik herself that she never sees within 30 days, does it apply there as well? So that's what the Beyurim on the in the back of the Ritva, Simi Yadal discusses, that maybe the Beis Yosef's presentation of the Rashba is only in a case where b'mikra you had a vest she'ena kavua la'achar lamid, but if you're kaveya that you never see within 30 days, so maybe then you don't have to be choshesh for a ona beinonis. And he points out the Beyurim of the Ritva that's the mefurish and the Ritva himself on Tesvav Bet Aleph. The Ritva writes, Osas man shebing tayim shu barlo viodea shelo dimabo, to that interim period where you know that she never sees dam that early. Dosh amr khan shemasa besoki mayanasa kamashralan delo chashina shematakta matirabo shelokim haga. We're not worried that you're going to see earlier than the time that you are ready to see. You can look at the Beyurim there in the Ritva. He has more Mamrakamas on this question, back and forth. Lamaisa Sidre Tara Paskins in Sivkat and Kaf, Lakula. That in this case, where she always sees more than 31 days past Ona Beinonis, you don't have to be choshesh for an Ona Beinonis. And Ramosha assumes that way as well. Chelek Beis Yoredei, a Simon Ayin Beis. Rabbi Willig assumes this way, that you don't have to be choshish ben anabeninus if you have a vest shlili to never see within 31 days. And that Beyur Man the Ritva, he quotes that the Bale Hora'a in Yerushalayim are Machmir. That's what Rabbi Karp writes, Lichachila to be Machmir, although he writes that Yesh al-Malisma v'shasetchak. Rabbi Forst writes that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky told him that in Litta they were Machmir on this. And that's what Rabbi Morgenstern quotes from Rabbi Yashiv is Machmir. The Badr Shulchan is Mahmir as well, Sivkata Kaf Hei.
Especially should be
established the same way, right? Rabbi says always. So the Badr Shulchan says that you can be Oker Vesh Shlili once, meaning you have to establish it. You have three times that you never see within that window, so that establishes that Vesh Shlili. But if you expand that window even once, so then yeah, let's say in the case of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch's case, Truman Sedeshev's case, is you never see within 14 days. You have a Vesh Shlili, never to see within 14 days. So that happens once, twice, three times, four times, five times. And then once, you see on day 12. So now you've been Oker, that Vesh Shlili, up to day 12. Meaning going forward, you still have a Vesh Shlili within 12 days, but now within 14 days. But then let's say you don't see the next 3 months, you see 15, 16, 17. So then you're back to not having to be choshish for day 12 and just having your Vesh Shlili established at day 14. And that would work in the other direction also. Okay, so let's stop here for today. Okay, so if you don't hear otherwise, I'm assuming that we'll be in person tomorrow, 3 o'clock. If Tuesday's the same schedule as Thursday, then that room might be open. So we'll see. If not, then I assume 3 is open. Okay? Right, that's my point.